Welcome to your daily devotional, April 22nd. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. And that's taken from Daniel chapter 7 in verse 14. We'll read Daniel chapter 7 verses 13 and 14. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. This passage is that from which the messianic title in the Gospels, Son of Man, comes from. Jesus, God the Son, has an everlasting dominion alongside the Ancient of Days, a title and name that Daniel ascribes to God the Father. These verses also emphasize the eternal preexistence of both God the Father and God the Son. Notice that although this passage calls our attention to the second coming, the dominion of Christ is said to be in the present tense. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. Nations will come and nations will pass. Plagues will come and plagues will pass. Circumstances in your life will come and they too will pass. But through all of this, his dominion is an everlasting dominion. Our God is sovereign over all and in charge of all. The personal question is, in your life, is it true that his dominion is an everlasting dominion? Today, is he asking you, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? What about that one area of your life that you are holding out on him right now? You know the one, the secret sin, the judgment, the grudge, the anger, the lust, the selfishness, the covetousness, the pride, whichever, or whatever it is. How much dominion does God exercise in your life? Do you come confessing your sin daily with a contrite heart? Or do you still think in your heart that you are the king or queen? Finally, consider this, friend. If you are a Christian, then his dominion is an everlasting dominion in you. And you shall forever belong to the Lord. For it is impossible for God to remove your place in heaven once you have placed your saving faith in him. And you have that on the authority of God's word in the Gospel of John chapter 10 verses 28 and 29. The result should be sure hope, peace, thanksgiving, gratefulness, faith, and absence of fear and anxiety. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms.